This is All Things Considered on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. A string of warm, sunny days in northern Colorado is taking a toll on the region's snowpack. Despite some modest gains from February storms, the snowpack now appears to be losing ground. On March 1st, statewide levels were at 81% of average, but as of yesterday, that had dropped to just 72%. Maggie Skordahl is with the Snow Survey Program for Colorado's Natural Resources Conservation Service. Now, Maggie, I think a lot of us have been enjoying this warm weather as we head into spring, but it is having an impact on the snowpack. You were hoping for a lot more snowstorm activity in March, right?
Typically, this is an accumulation month, so we should still be accumulating our snowpack. And the fact that it's been dry also means that our percents of average are going to drop as well. So it's melting and it's also not accumulating.
So the National Weather Service is suggesting Colorado and I think Wyoming will probably see below average precipitation through the month of June. What does that mean for people in your position?
So it means that there's little chance that our snowpack is going to pick up, you know, that we're going to have that wet spring we were hoping for that would help to boost our totals. That just means that we'll probably end up further below average than we'd hoped for.
What does this mean then as far as the spring and summer runoff?
So our current forecasts were issued at the beginning of March, and statewide the stream flow forecast for April through July were below average. The South Platte was one of the highest, had some of the higher forecasts that were nearer to average. I would expect that our next round of forecasts will be less.
And as far as what's already in the reservoirs?
The reservoirs, luckily, are average or above average storage. So hopefully that will help alleviate some of the potential shortages. But being, you know, 3 weeks into March and having this be a typical, you know, high accumulation month for us across the state for snow, yeah, we're definitely not. There's very little chance that we're going to recover to average snowpack conditions. And so it's a good thing that the reservoirs are full. And the time when we get into, you know, where this could be a big issue is when we have years, you know, a couple years like this in a row when we have depleted our reservoir storage.
So you're concerned, but, you know, at least it hasn't been a few years in a row at this point.
Right. It's a good thing that we're following on the heels of a well above average year for the state. We just hope to do better next year.
All right, Maggie, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks.
Maggie Skordahl is Assistant Snow Survey Supervisor for Colorado's Natural Resources Conservation Service.